1974. The days of cheap and plentiful gas supplies were waning as the Arab oil embargo, declared in late 1973, began to be felt at the gas pump. Additionally, soaring insurance rates for high-powered models were making consumers think twice. Consequently, 1974 was the last model year in which the big block engine would be available, and the last year without catalytic converters to control emissions. Future engines would run on unleaded gas, and dual exhaust would be replaced by manifolds connected to the converters. The transition to soft, impact-absorbing, body-colored bumpers was extended to the car's rear, which now tapered downward. The urethane skin covering an aluminum impact bar on two telescoping brackets had recesses for the license plate and taillights. The 1974 models are distinguished by a vertical split in the rear bumpers, a feature unique to that model year. Radiators were reworked to provide better cooling at low speeds. The inside rearview mirror was widened to 10 inches, and shoulder safety straps were added to lap belts. Convertible production continued to shrink. Only 5,474 were produced compared with 32,028 coupes, a ratio of nearly 6 to 1. And the coupe's price tag crept past the $6,000 barrier by $1.50.